In Colorado, Eddie stayed late in his messy computer-filled office. He set a test computer to run the program over and over again and wrote down all the potential winning numbers on a yellow legal pad. The next day, November 23, 2005, he handed the pad to his brother, who was headed to Colorado on a trip. "These numbers have a good chance of winning based on my analysis," he said. "Play them. Play them all." On a clear summer day in Des Moines last year, Eddie Tipton, who was then 54, trudged up the stairs of the Polk County Courthouse. His hands were shoved in his pockets, his head down. He had accepted a plea deal for masterminding the massive lottery scam, one count of ongoing criminal conduct, part of a package deal that gave his brother only 75 days. Eddie was here for a sentencing. In statements to prosecutors, he painted himself as a kind of coding Robin Hood, stealing from the lottery and helping people in need. His brother, who had five daughters, his friend, who'd just gotten engaged. "I really didn't need the money," Eddie said. The judge noted that Eddie seemed to rationalize his actions, that he didn't think it was necessarily illegal, just taking advantage of a hole in the system, sort of like counting cards at a casino. The judge sentenced Eddie to a maximum of 25 years in prison. The brother's restitution to the various state lotteries came to $2.2 million, even though, according to his attorney, Eddie himself pocketed only around $350,000. Sand expects Eddie to be released on parole within 7 years. Reflecting on the case, the prosecutor says he felt a deep intellectual satisfaction in solving the puzzle. The justice system at its best is really about a search for truth.